You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. You gotta love the Amazon newsreel. Oh, good times. How are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. I can't hear you.
You can't.
He's fixing his mic. You gotta pop it up. There we go. You gotta talk into the other part.
I am talking right into it.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, turned it on.
That was my
bad. That makes
a
difference.
It's, what is it, Thursday? I can't even blame Monday.
Well, the problem for me is I'm part of the 1 million that's relying on Amazon.
Can you believe that news?
I can't believe anything.
You know what? I get so, I don't know why people haven't clued in. We have so many reels like this, where the news is saying all the exact same thing, and people still think that news is authentic.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, welcome to the show. A lot to update you on. Let's see here. Okay. So we have a couple of things going on, shall I say. All right. So number one, Chris Ann Hall coming this Saturday. From 9:45, so be there at 9:45 to 12:30, you can go to South Mountain Community Church in St. George, and you can be part of a documentary. How fun is that? I'm so glad she's doing this.
Yeah.
Wear everyday clothing, no children. In fact, they kind of changed that to 10 years of age and older. Make sure you're sharing this with people. Make sure that you're talking about this. This is a very, very cool thing. And Chris Ann Hall will be teaching at South Mountain Community Church. You can be part of that. I love it. That's this Saturday. For questions, you can contact Spencer Walker, 705-8047. And I love this. Very, very cool. Now, also, I just wanted to mention as a couple of things. There's also, let me see here, pulling it up. Sorry about that. I lost my screen. We have a lawsuit, too, that you can be a part of. I'll post it on the Kate Daly Show page. And there's Morgan Philpott is involved with this one. And so, might want to check that out as well. I'll put all of this on Facebook. And then, of course, we have... what is my problem today? Oh, my gosh. Save me.
How much money can we win?
What?
In the lawsuit.
I don't know. Hopefully a lot. George Gammon in St. George. And so this is next Wednesday night, September 16th. And this is brought to us by Citizens for Constitutional Government. They've got some great guests coming all the time. And this is regarding the Federal Reserve, financial, economic. And so George Gammon. And of course, this is... I'll put this event as well and on Facebook as well, so you can be a part of that. And that is next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Love it.
Is he going to talk about the Federal Reserve supports Joe Biden?
you know what? It's just so comical now that I have so many reels on Biden. He's just too many sound bites for words. Anyway, I could go on and on. Okay. Let's see here. I know I'm missing something, so let me make sure I've got it all. Yes. So Todd Engel, wrongfully convicted in the Bunkerville standoff, had his federal charges dismissed with prejudice, coming home after 4 to 5 years in jail.
For nothing?
Yeah.
For a dismissed charge?
For nothing.
Only in the United States of America can you go to jail for 4 or 5 years for no reason.
For nothing. Can you believe this? 4.5 years in jail. Showed up to defend his neighbor from a planned government ambush. Remember how insane all of the FBI acted? Do you guys remember how embarrassing they were and how just all riled up they were in all their gear and how they were pushing people to the ground, women to the ground? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Donald Trump.
I guess, what are you doing over there?
Turning off my phone.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention, I'm really happy that this was dismissed with prejudice. It should have never happened. And that's the sad part about this, is that he should have never been put in jail. And I'm glad, though. I'm glad for this because they gave him a 14-year sentence for nothing. So, 14 years, you guys.
Who was it that they were going to release, but the person refused release? That wasn't him, was it?
No. Mm-mm. I don't know. Anyway, so the crazy. Okay, a couple of things. Number one, the state of Utah. What is wrong with the state of Utah? So many things. The state of Utah, the University of Utah, I should say, put up a pledge you can take. This pledge is very interesting. Hold on, caller, just a moment. This pledge is a stay open in Utah pledge, where you can pledge to wash your hands. You can pledge to stay home when you're sick. You can pledge to not cough or sneeze on anybody, and you can pledge to be a complete moron. You can also pledge to have your business part of the idiocy group of Utah, and all you have to do is fill out a form, and you can be on a list for you masker-uppers that are ready to show how moronic you truly are, and you're pledging to be on a list for your business. How fun! Anyway, I let them know exactly... It was Kiss My Rear End LLC, and in the good old town of Overreach, Utah, and of course it was Fear My Government Avenue. So I filled out the form. Yeah, you guys might want to too. I put that on Facebook on the Kate Daly Show page. It's that irritating. All right, hi caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoop! Where are you? There you are.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Anyway, speaking of the Bunkerville standoff and that man being jailed that long, everybody that I talk to locally that you mentioned, you know, that brings up the Bundys or they're mentioned, they say, well, they didn't pay their grazing fees all that time.
Right, right.
And the government had every right to take that property away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a little clarification on that?
Sure. Oh, you betcha. Let me do that for you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You bet. Let's clarify, okay? The grazing fees were grandfathered in. for over 100 years. In the press, they said they owed millions, right? No, actually, it was, I think it was under $8,000. And they actually were never even served truly a bill because they knew, the BLM knew, that they could not charge this amount. And so the whole thing was fraudulent from the get-go, and it was such a little amount. It should have been, even if it was ever brought in as a case, it should have been a civil case.
Right.
And
not criminal.
And they tacked on all their fees and then made it into an amount. To this day, they've never been served a bill on that amount. It hasn't been, because there was no bill. There was no bill. And the fees that went to the government actually were put into an account. They would not take the money when the Bundys went to pay it as well. They put it into an account because what happened was when they paid on the grazing fees, the government wasn't doing anything for that money. They were supposed to be doing things for that. There were things that had things on the properties that they were supposed to furnish for that money too, and they wouldn't do it. And so they had put it into an account, an escrow account, whatever it was. And so the amount was so small that it was absolutely ridiculous, and they made it into with their own fees tacked on, of course, their own made up fees. They tacked it in. They tacked that on, and then, of course, they turned it into a criminal thing, which it never should have been. It was, the whole thing was built on a lie from the very beginning. Because I actually had them on the air way before Bunkerville talking about it. So just to kind of let people know, that's how lunatic the BLM is, the other BLM. Not the Black Lives Matters. The Bureau of Land Management that we all know and love. So, it was disgusting what happened. Let me take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a very important point to add to that clarification is another lie that it's based on is that grazing fees by the federal government, they have absolutely no authority to impose it. It's just like opposing a tax for breathing. So that's the most important.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how they handled it. They handled it really well. They have no right under the law, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to be charging any individual in America a grazing fee. And I challenge anybody to call in and cite in the Constitution where the federal government has that authority.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate that. Yeah, very true.
What do you think the odds are of two terrorist organizations having the same acronym, BLM?
It doesn't even matter which one you're talking about anymore. It's kind of a toss-up. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? So there's that. And as happy as I am for Todd Engel, who never deserved to be sitting in prison, that should have never happened in the first place. And I've never been so embarrassed for the FBI and for the agents involved when you saw how they acted, what they were all about, and what went on at Bunkerville. It was insane.
Yeah, I've been actually more embarrassed for the FBI when they were following the Russian dossier that they knew wasn't real.
Oh, yeah, that.
That little thing
you
like
know,
that.
That little bit of corruption. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the FBI and the CIA, if you can tell. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
gosh. Good old Tim Hawkins. Oh, gosh. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. They really are fantastic. And they just have so many options. They have swim spas. They have bullfrog spas, which are the best. And just made so well. They have their Labor Day sale going on and instant savings up to $1,000 or special financing. You can have a staycation in your own backyard. So I'm telling you, this is the way to go. 435-688-8797. 40 years of experience. The quality, the integrity, unmatched. And let me tell you, Bullfrog spas have the jetpacks, and the jetpacks in the back can be removed and that you can switch seats. I mean, it's just, there's so many wonderful things about it. They also have a wonderful filtration system that's brand new too. And so you don't have that chlorine smell. It's just amazing. I don't know how they do it, but they have American swim spas, passion swim spas, hydro pool swim spas, and you can get a good old workout right in your own backyard. It's cool.
Especially in the passion swim spa.
Stop it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw a shoe at you. Okay, Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa, and the number is 435-688-8797. We'll take your calls, of course. Would love to do so. I play that song because good old Romney, our state, stupid enough to elect this cad. It's so embarrassing. Isn't it getting embarrassing? Like, I'm actually tired of answering questions from guests we have on the show, like on the breaks.
They always ask.
They're like, what in the world? Why would you guys put Romney up there? Well, I can't answer that. But guess what, guys? They want a new child allowance. And Romney's such a cad that Romney's all in favor of this.
Child allowance.
I know. What is a child allowance? Oh, it doesn't come from the parents. It comes from the government. And it has nothing to do with chores. No. No. Why have diverse countries embraced it? I don't know. Because they're socialist? Well, you know, here in America, we haven't quite embraced this yet. So this is called They actually did this study by the Children's Defense Fund and found that 1 in 6 children in the United States live in poverty in 2018. Do they realize it's not the same poverty as in some of these other countries that they think this is a good idea in? And there's a reason for that. This is just so amazing to me. So this is the State of America's Children 2020 is bringing you this report, and Mitt Romney's all aboard. All aboard the government giving children money now because the parents can't afford them. I'm sorry, what?
No, you're joking, right?
I'm not.
This is like from Babylon B, right?
No, I wish I was kidding.
Do you know?
This is front page in Utah today.
This is simply a matter of, we're going to start your kids off on the government dole from birth. And so by the time they get old enough to understand what socialism is, they'll love it.
They'll totally love it. They wouldn't be able to exist without it, apparently.
How much are they giving them?
Let's see here. They said they said that the... Let me go with their comment first, because this is policy wonks. I mean, policy experts, they call them experts, and members of Congress believe a child allowance, a benefit for parents to help the cost of raising kids, because the parents can't do it. They can't feed them. They can't afford them. Oh, my gosh. Why are we even having them, right, in their estimation?
And accidents.
So this is a family-friendly policy. No, it's a communism friendly policy.
Exactly.
That what they said was, a child allowance is an idea that has a remarkable broad appeal. Where did they poll the children and ask them if they wanted money? Anyway, it has a lot of support among centrists and progressives. You think?
No kidding.
You think? And then it said, but even Republican politician. No. Like Mitt Romney. No. It should have read like the progressive Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Anyway, they went on to say that these financial resources, You mean our tax dollars? Oh, that's the resource. That this would help care for disadvantaged, impoverished kids. And they'll grow up better and more academically prepared for the world. I guess you didn't know this. And so the National Academies of Science report estimated that child poverty in America costs between $800 billion and $1 trillion, including crime, poor health. And so they laid out this case, and this was how they want to fix it. Yeah. I don't even have any words.
It's not going to do a darn thing to make children better. It's going to make them grow up to learn that sitting on your butt waiting for the government check is how you live.
Yep, yep. And so this would be a cash payment made to families. Because this would be like monthly that they would get this. Jeez, it sounds familiar. Like, I don't know, kind of like universal income. Anyway. And they said that the tax code's too complicated and poor people can't figure it out. So you got to just pay them. Okay.
Is this going to go to all children or just black children?
Stop. This is going to go to all children. So the child allowance could diminish funding that does a better job for helping families, you think? Anyway, so despite the cost of having kids, experts... the policy wonks, and Mitt Romney. And parents agree children are expensive. And a thriving society relies on having a robust generation of youngsters. You mean communists. Perfect. Anyway, let's just raise them up to be communists, because that will help. I like this. Yeah, this is awesome.
Are the people they're going to steal the money from also thriving? Or have they reached the point where they're no longer thriving?
Can you even believe this? This is front page in Utah right now. The child tax credit is one way to provide a child benefit. They have absolutely zero authority to hand out child credits. You guys know this. But anyway, it was recently increased from $1,000 to $2,000. They say that those that favor that child credit... it's just not enough. They need more. Really? I'm just so shocked that they asked for more.
I think once they reach age 10, we should give them $1 million a year.
Oh, my gosh. Romney came out and said this would serve as a blueprint for future conservative pro-family, pro-child tax policy. They could just keep giving more money. So anyway, I just thought I'd let you guys know this. They also are in favor of raising the child tax credit to $3,600 per year. I know. Why don't we just raise it to $50,000 a year? I mean, let's just cut to the chase, Romney. Let's just go all in. He's a complete communist, Romney, and this is exactly right up his alley. So why don't we just do $50,000? Why inch it up, right?
You notice they don't say one word about how you qualify for this?
Yeah.
Not a peep.
No, not a peep. Nothing. Nothing.
I think they ought to just get it over with and just put us all on a $50,000 a year salary.
Yeah.
Everything else goes to the government.
I think so, too. This is just getting insane. So, yeah, there are people speaking out about this and saying, no, this is not the way you think. This is not the way to go. But you know what? When polled, families said, "What, free money?
Yeah,
we don't know where it comes from, so it must be free. Oh my gosh, please give it to me." And that's what they said. And so basically, they said when they polled struggling families, because this is who they polled, not the working families paying for it, the struggling families that say, "Oh, we just can't make it without some government in our lives." 38% of them said, "Yeah. This is cool. We would love this kind of constant benefit coming into our life, courtesy of the, you know, others that would be paying for it."
The Children's Defense Fund.
Yeah,
came up with this little.
Yeah,
idea.
So Romney said he is the other bill he's sponsoring, Coronavirus Assistance for American Families Act. Oh, I bet this is a beauty. This is, you guys, let me just, Let me just say that in the Senate, they just tried to pass the $300 billion bill for funding, and Rand Paul was the only Republican that said no. Romney and Mike Lee were on board. I just needed you guys to know that. Well, what in the world is going on here? Rand Paul was the only Republican that said no?
Is this the bill that just failed?
Yes.
57-4 votes?
Yes.
I thought that was the $1 million one, that the Republican
$300
bill.
Billion.
And the Democrats all voted against it because it wasn't the $3 trillion.
The $300 billion of, you know, let's.
There's so many giveaways, I get confused.
No, it's so true. So this was the $300 billion coronavirus relief legislation. It just failed. It just failed.
Well, see, that's why I'm confused. Yeah. $300 billion is such a small amount.
Well, compared to the trillions that we were supposed to be getting. Yes, again. And so, in fact, all Republicans said yes to this except for Rand Paul on the Republican side. Does that worry everybody? It should. This is just... You guys, it's so depressing. It really is. It's really depressing. So this would have given an extra $300 per week in unemployment benefits instead of $600.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi there.
One, Chuck Baldwin. I got about three things here. One, Chuck Baldwin said any church that does temperature reading and mask and all this stuff, they're not going to, they'll take the mark. Over in Illinois, the governor over there says you have to chew with your mask on now. Now I have a question for her. If you can ask Chris Ann Hall, what if the election, say, is tied up in court and January 21st comes around, could we have Nancy Pelosi as our next president?
No, because she'd be out in January. She'd be out. If there was no voting at all. Because it wouldn't just be for the president.
No. I'm saying if the voting was tied up in court.
I can certainly ask her. All right. Hey, thank you for that.
Wouldn't
really
it be nice to have Nancy as our next leader?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. When she's not in the hair salon. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It was my understanding the last time we talked about that with Chris Ann is that if it happened that there was no decision made, no president to take office on the 20th, it goes to a vote. Of the Senate. And each state, or the Congress, and each state gets two votes.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And who can give a bailout? Hi there.
Tell us to behave.
Oh, you guys.
And make the founding fathers roll over in the grave.
Yeah, the government can. This is like Mitt Romney's theme song. I bet he loves this. Welcome back. Just so amused that the front page Utah News would be advocating for. They just love Romney over there at Deseret News, and they don't ever ask a question. They don't ever talk about anything that he's up to. It drives me nuts. Those that are the editor running the paper over there is a progressive, and it just is insane to me that that's front page in a conservative state advocating for more money to be given out to children because the adults in their lives just can't quite afford them. What I don't even know what to say to this, except these socialism payments are ridiculous and insane and illegal. I also wanted to say the Senate, when the Democrats voted no for the $300 billion relief package, it wasn't because they were standing on principle. it's because it wasn't enough money, and they called it a skinny bill. And they said, you know, how dare you give people only $300 a month or $300 a week when they should be getting $600 tacked on, right?
Yeah.
And so Rand Paul did it out of principle. The Democrats, I don't expect anything less from them. They have absolutely zero in principles. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking, but it just wasn't enough money. They wanted to be more. Yeah. Thoughts?
I had a thought, and then you talked so long I forgot. this child allowance thing.
Yeah.
It's really got me bugged.
Really?
Yeah.
For the obvious reasons?
No.
Yes.
It's like, who can possibly be for that?
Romney can. All progressives would be completely for that because they are completely for the universal payouts. They're completely for government. You stay home and do nothing, and all the working Americans will pay for you until we edge out all the working Americans, because that's what will happen. I mean, it's just it's amazing to me how they think, because it's just not normal. It's not normal.
I just can't imagine that there's not one news organization in the country that would put out the other side of this communist idea.
Right.
Not one.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, this allowance is lovely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you need some help.
I was denied Social Security disability.
Mm-hmm.
As a disabled veteran.
Dave.
It doesn't matter that I've paid into the system for 50 years. Though.
Right. Yeah. It's the children. They need our money, because who can say no to children, right? And it's for the children. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. And that's too. It's unfortunate that he doesn't. I understand his situation, but you know, this is just getting insane.
Well, that situation he just described is disgusting, because there are people that come here from other countries that never paid 10 cents into Social Security
that get
put on disability the day they come into the country.
I know. It's nauseating. It is nauseating. So here we are with this thing, and it's always for the children, and they would, well, Romney is really touting this bill. He would love for you to pay for all of this. So there's that.
The children.
So Rubio, Cassidy, Daines, and Romney. Rubio and Romney, two gems of the GOP, introduced family-focused economic impact payments legislation. Can't make this up. Yep. They introduced this at the end of July, about a month ago. And this was, it was equalizing EIPs per person, regardless of age or dependent status. And the legislation included an eligibility provision from Senator Rubio's American Citizen Coronavirus Relief Act, which would amend the CARES Act to allow American citizens who are married to foreign nationals to also receive EIP. So, hey, we're already paying for the world. Let's just pay for more of the world, because why not? And this would also provide payments of $1,000 for both adults and children with Social Security numbers, which anyone can get. And a family of four would receive an additional $600 more under the CARES Act. Legislation ensures that all U.S. citizens are treated equally, regardless of marital status. You guys.
The really interesting part of this is, if you add up all these amounts of money they want to give people for different things, if you got them all, you'd still be under the poverty level.
I know. And here's Ann Romney teaming up with Michelle Obama. You know, when I talk about the club, when we talked about the club yesterday, and I'm so serious about this club of communists in our country. And we just don't want to see the writing on the wall. It's really tough. This is a tough one. It's tough for people of my faith, because Romney's of my faith. And so they like to give him this pass. And if we're honest and we're really going to talk about Romney, there's so many things wrong with Romney that I'm just horrified to think that we would still be giving him a pass after all that's been exposed on him and his family. I'm just, when are we finally going to get this memo? And I understand why people, I get somewhat why people do that, but we've got to start really opening our eyes and stop giving these people a pass. The CDC came out with something they've never done before. Now think about the CDC and why they're saying this. Okay, this isn't coming from Department of Education. This is coming from the CDC. They told kids to get backpacks ready for overnight stays. They might be staying at school under an emergency. Have you ever heard of this before? Have you ever heard of a circumstance where they would be staying overnight? This is right from the CDC website, folks. Have you ever heard of why the Center for Disease Control telling the children that you might have to pack a backpack with extra meds and some things that you might need overnight, an overnight pack, because you might be staying at the school to sleep. Mm. Something is very wrong with this, you guys. Look at who's supplying this information.
Shouldn't that be the parents' decision if they stay at school overnight?
One would think. If you don't think you're losing your parental rights, you're nuts. You're nuts. You're not very awake. You've boarded the stupid train. So please, parents, please, please, please get your head out of the sand. This is, when I saw that, I thought, and hat tip Deb, thank you. When I saw that, I just thought, we're so in trouble because nobody's questioning why the CDC is telling you this too. Why it's coming from them. It's horrifying, you guys. We're losing in this battle with public education. Are the school boards telling you this today and telling you, oh my gosh, look at what the CDC just put out? Do they care about you and your kids enough to tell you what's going on? Or do they sit there quietly while all this is happening without saying a word so that if this happens and when it happens, depending on what they have in mind, what they know that we don't know, are they looking out for you? Shame on the school boards, locally and statewide. Shame on all of you. They just disgust me. Those people disgust me. I just can't handle them. Go ahead.
The CDC has a graphic on their website that says steps to protect your child during emergencies in the school day. A, ask how you would be reunited with your child in an emergency. B, bring extra medications, special foods, or supplies your child might need if separated overnight.
Mm-hmm.
C, complete a backpack card and tuck one in your child's backpack and wallet. You can download the printable worksheet for your emergency information at emergencycdc.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
Yeah.
And it looks like something you would hang in a kindergarten class.
Right, right. And then it also says, bring extra medication, special foods, or supplies your child would need if you were separated overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't like a, well, they've never done this before. The CDC has never come out and with this kind of information, Center for Disease Control, why are they telling the kids in school to pack an extra backpack for overnight stays?
Well, it has nothing to do with disease control and prevention, that's for sure.
Yeah. So why are they doing this? Huh. Strange, right? Yeah, it's a little strange. Something is very, very wrong here.
Well, of course, we are in the habit now after 7 months of doing what the CDC tells us to do.
You know what? The overlords, yeah. And there's definitely a problem with this that we need to be looking at and... Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
You know, it just strikes me that it doesn't matter what government entity it is. The bottom line is we're moving toward a let's manage the masses rather than let's support our freedom.
Yeah.
Let's educate our children. Let's make sure that the avenues are open so that we can be successful. No,
mm-mm.
No. Go apply for some grant or some welfare check. It's not about freedom.
No.
It just isn't anymore. It's about the government taking over, and we need to keep the peace and follow suit.
Amen. Yeah, you're right. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's disgusting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. What's up, Milty?
Hi. Hey. Go right ahead.
Hey, as a, I've been following this my whole life. They're raising fodder. If you look at the kids these days, I have five children, four grandchildren. They are not fodder. They're not listening. What they're raising is fodder.
Yep.
So when they get older, they can do whatever they tell them to do.
Yeah.
They're just feed for the cow.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Yeah.
1984.
It is 1984. It just, yeah. It's just screaming.
All they have to do is be ready to go to war.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. One of the, this is so important we learn this. One of the ways the politicians are taking the responsibility off of them for all this tyranny they're imposing on us is to say they're passing it on to these organizations that have absolutely no government authority at all, like the CDC or health departments or Johns Hopkins and so forth. We should laugh at them when they say CDC says that. The CDC has no more authority in terms of coercion and forcing us than you do, Kate, if you today declared the Kate Daly disease for health control or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You have no authority. They have no authority. But the politicians can't give them authority under the Constitution. The Constitution gives them no authority. And we should just laugh at them and say, well, who are you? You have no authority. Show me. We're in the law.
Yep.
And not statute law. Start with the Constitution, whether it's state or federal. Or actually, start with both of them.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. There's no authority. We know this. And the messages are just... Nobody's even questioning why is the CDC doing this? And yes, I know. I mean, all government agencies. I mean, it doesn't even matter which one. But people don't even question that. That's not even. People just take it in like, oh man, maybe we'll have an emergency where I won't see my kid for 24 hours. Can you imagine what that would be, you guys? Because we've been through everything in the last 100 years. Let's just go back 100 years. We've been through everything you could be through, right? Have your kids ever had to stay in school for 24 hours and sleep there?
You know, when I was a kid, I used to have nightmares about that over nuclear war.
Ah.
Being away from my mom and dad during a nuclear attack.
Right. But it didn't happen.
No, it didn't. But they had us convinced that it could.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just think it's amazing that they're going there. And so what do they know that we don't know? There's just a lot going on this fall, you guys. We just need to wake up. There's a lot going on this fall. I can just feel it.
Yeah, the asteroid's actually going to hit.
I just pray for an asteroid at this point. Oh. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, and then Byron York from Fox News and Washington Times is coming on. His new book and talks about Trump and Vindman and the whole impeachment. We'll just be right back. Don't go anywhere on The Kate Daly Show.